Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David before we published it. Information is believed to be accurate, but you should independently verify it. And this program doesn't provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about something that comes up all the time in Lakewood Ranch. Should you build new or go with resale? David, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. You know, this is such a common question. And honestly, a lot of buyers think the answer is pretty straightforward. Just look at the biggest incentive and go with that. But it's actually way more nuanced than
Oh, I love that you're saying that, because I think people do get caught up in the incentive game. Like, oh, this builder is offering 50 grand off, and they think that's the best deal. But you're saying that's not necessarily true?
Exactly. The real question is, what's the total cost when you close, and when can you actually move in? Because here's the thing. A big incentive sounds great until you realize the build time is going to push your closing out 6 months longer than you planned, or the location doesn't actually work for your lifestyle. The best deal is the home whose completed cost, delivery date, and location fit your actual plan. That's what matters.
Right. So you're really talking about the whole picture, not just one number. So walk me through this. If someone's looking at new construction in Lakewood Ranch, what are the key things they should actually be comparing?
So you want to look at the base price, obviously, but then add up all the incentives and any upgrades you know you're going to do. Then factor in the timeline. When does the builder say you'll close? That matters, because if rates go up or your situation changes, that delay could cost you. You've also got to think about location within Lakewood Ranch. Are you near the amenities you care about? Proximity to the golf courses, the community centers, the retail areas like the shops and restaurants, that affects resale value and your day-to-day life. And honestly, you should compare it side by side with what's available on the resale market right now.
No kidding. So it's not just new versus resale in some abstract way. You're actually looking at specific homes in specific parts of Lakewood Ranch and weighing them against each other. What about inspection and reserve stuff? I feel like that comes up a lot with condos and newer communities.
Good catch. So if you're looking at new construction in a condo or a villa community, you definitely want to understand what the HOA and reserve requirements are going to be. Some newer developments have lower reserves initially, but they spike once the community matures. That's a real ownership cost that a lot of buyers don't factor in until it's too late. With resale, you can look at what those costs already are and what they're trending toward.
That's such a smart point. So basically, you're saying, do your homework on the total cost picture, not just what's advertised. And I imagine for someone who's relocating or retiring to Lakewood Ranch, this comparison becomes even more important because they might not know the community as well yet.
Absolutely. First-time buyers, move-up buyers, retirees, relocators, they all come at this differently, but they all benefit from sitting down with a comparison. Look at what's available in the new communities you're considering. Then look at what's selling in established neighborhoods nearby. Check the show notes for a checklist we put together that walks through all of this. It's really designed to help you see the full picture so you're not just chasing an incentive.
I love that. So you've actually got a resource for people to use. That's super helpful. Before we wrap, is there anything else you want people to keep in mind when they're making this decision?
Just remember, the best deal is the one that actually works for you. Not the biggest number, not the flashiest community, but the home that closes when you need it to, in a location that matters to you, at a price that makes sense. Take your time with the comparison, and don't let urgency or a sales pitch override your plan.
That's really solid advice. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. Folks, you can find the comparison checklist and more resources in the show notes below. David Liberatore, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.